with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're glad you tuned in. It's the weekend. You got a lot of things to do, but what you got to do first is share it with Barbecue Bob and I, because we're throwing down a little bit of chili. And right now, we've got a friend of Barbecue Bob's that has a kind of a new grilling product on the market. What you thinking, Bob?
That's right. On the live line right now, we want to introduce you to a great Frenchman I met down in New Orleans. Where else would you want to meet a fabulous Frenchman? Arnold Meunier from A Pa Plancha. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, so we had quite a nice conversation, a couple of them, while I was with you. And you were showing me your new product, so rather than me blather on about it, tell us what the A Pa Plancha is.
Well, basically, the A Pa Plancha is a flat-top grill. It originated from the Basque area. The concept of this plancha with a stainless steel top came from a company based in France, in the Basque area, called Oshkual Plancha. And so basically, since I arrived in the U.S. In 97, I always dreamed of sharing the Basque traditions in the U.S., and food is a key element of the Basque culture. So bringing this Basque grilling tradition in the U.S. Was the next step, and we've been fortunate to bring that around. Basically, it's a great way to do a complete meal. You can have your meat, your fish, your vegetables, all on the same plate. And it has a lot of good properties with it. Basically, it has no flare-ups. It grills in its own juice. You can have the grease going out into the grease tray. So basically, everything is... cooking in its, you can mix up all the good nutrition, meat sauce and all that going into the vegetable. That's a good thing to have, and it cooks all at the same time. And you can cook it in front of with your friends and all that. There is no flare ups or smoke, so it's a good thing for a party as well.
Okay, Arnold. So for people that aren't familiar with the Basque region. It is between France and Spain, and I can tell you that if you ever look in the Michelin guide, I think 4 of the top 10 restaurants in the world come from that Basque region. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. So basically, the Basque area, you have one-third of the entire service is in France, and the other three-quarters is in Spain, and you are correct. I mean... as I was saying, the food tradition is huge over there, and they're very proud of their cooking. And yes, we've been fortunate to have some great restaurants around this region, and being part of four restaurants being in the top 10 of the Michelin Guide is huge.
Arnold, this is Jop, the other half of the Grilling Guys here, and I've got a question about the product, and that is this the cooking surface stainless steel?
Yes.
Okay, then my next question is, the heating properties of stainless steel, I see you've got a 2-burner and a 3-burner model. With the transfer in the conductivity of heat, can I keep one side of the grill hotter than the other, or does it all tend to get hot all to the same temperature?
Well, yes. So basically, you have you can control from one end to the other on the 2-burner. You have obviously you have two controls where you can bring it down and up. I'm not going to tell you that one side is going to be way lower than the other, but we can definitely bring it down where the other can go pretty up. So it goes from 225, 50 degrees to maybe 500 and something. So we can balance that. And it's great to, when you start cooking your vegetables and bringing it down, you put them on the side, and then you have your meat there that you can cook on the side and cook it all together. The great thing also about the planche has four levelers on each side. So if you have an uneven surface, you can make it so that it stays flat. It's good to have it flat for like fish. Or if you want to have meat or bacon or things like that, you want to have it slightly with an angle towards the hole where the grease tray, basically. So all the bad stuff or good stuff for certain will go into this tray. But what's the good thing about this is that you keep the good sauce, and it cooks in its own juice, like I said previously. So it's there's several ways of doing things, and also the great thing about this this grill is that you have a hole that you can plug in with a wine cork. I'm sure everybody has drank some wine in his time, and you can mix it and put I'm forgetting my
your English is way better than my French. Don't worry about it. Yeah. But you can basically plug that hole up so that your juices will stay on the griddle.
Yeah.
And you can kind of simmer it a little bit.
Almost saute.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys en Français. We are talking with Arnold Meunier from Opa Plancha. And he is, you come from the Basque region, do you not?
Yes, I come from on the French side. It's a small village called Bidart. And basically, I mean, just to tell you a little bit about the name Opa Plancha is because the company that our partners over there is called Ushqual Plancha, and we couldn't call Ushqual Plancha in the U.S., so we call a new name called Opa Plancha. And why Opa? It's because it's like with the Greeks, you know, when over there, when you have a celebration, you just say Opa. Well, in Greece, it's OPA, but in the Basque region, it's AUPA. So that's
very cool.
Yeah.
So. Very cool. Well, I had the pleasure of meeting Arnold in New Orleans, and we had just a wonderful conversation. This product, Jop, it's beautiful. It's got powder-coated covers on it, so you just basically lift the lid, and you've got this beautiful big stainless gas griddle on your deck,
right.
And it's very, very affordable.
Arnold, where can we find one of these? Are they available on the internet?
Yeah, so we started about a year and a half ago, and we have several distributors across the nation and even in Canada, but we also sell online. And you can go on opaplancha.com. It's AUPAPLANCHA.com. And you can find us also on the web.
Well, very good. I've not had the pleasure of cooking on one, but when you send one up to us, we'll put it to the test. So,
all right, definitely.
Yeah.
See, I knew he'd pinch you for a free griddle.
Right, yeah. No, one last question is, it looks like you got two sizes. What do these things weigh? Because they look pretty portable.
Well, yes. So the two burner is about 55 pounds, and the three burner is 70 pounds. So you know, I mean, that's pretty reasonable. I mean, I've got a lot of my clients that bought the two burner, and it's great for camping and tailgating. The three burner is good to just to put on your outdoor kitchen, and since it's portable, you can take it out and bring it in when the snow comes, or just leave it there. That's no problem.
Sounds like the perfect machine for deer camp, Joppy.
Yes, it does.
All right. Arnold Meunier from Opa Plancha. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to put a post on the website and make sure people can connect to you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
All right. That sounds like a great piece of equipment, and I hope we sometime have a chance to put that thing to the test, because it's a cool-looking unit, and being all stainless steel, it's got to be very durable. Coming up next, we're going to dive right back into the chili bowl. Stick with us. We'll be back.